Check, stop recording.
Hello everybody, sorry for the buzz in this recording. At least for now, my headset is charging, so we're just gonna have to deal with that. This is about my third take of this video after either flight not going well because of tramp or something, basically. So, yeah, welcome to another tutorial video. This is both a tutorial video and a full flight, although, I mean, it's an 87-mile flight, so, I mean, full flight is a little understated, I think. Now, Ideal Flight is a full flight planner. It is a fuel. It can... The reason why I like it, the reason why I bought it, and the reason why I'm telling everybody about this is because if you want your sim to be as realistic as possible, including with weight, payload, fuel, reserve fuel, and everything, you know, that an FMS does with the as far as weights go and performance, I mean, you really can't go wrong with this. It's really honestly quite good. Supports pretty much all planes, including your propeller planes, your helicopters, your rotorcraft, your jets, your turboprops, your props, pretty much anything this thing supports. You get an HTML briefing with literally everything. It's actually easier to read than SimBriefs is, a lot easier. As a matter of fact, let me show you
Ideal Flight Professional Row 1 Column 2, Skype 1701, Ideal Flight Briefing, Dice 1.
The flight briefing of this flight we're going to be flying today.
Row 1 Column 12, Space Plan, Row 2 Node and Flight Plan, KPHL to KLDA, IFR, Imported.
It is,
Row 2 Node and Flight
Philadelphia to LaGuardia.
Land, Departure, Philadelphia and Philadelphia, United States.
And, you know, Philadelphia, United States.
Destination, LaGuardia, New York, United States.
LaGuardia, New York, United States.
Land, Aircraft, Ember, EJETS, Ember 190.
Ember, Virtual Coal, EJETS 190.
Cruise altitude, 13,000 feet. Cruise airspeed, 270 kts.
No, I did have to edit that, but, yeah, it is 13,000 feet. I'll go into how that works, maybe in the boxing related tutorial, maybe, I don't know, about how cruise altitude works, and sometimes you may need to edit it from the, cruise altitude that it gives you.
Land, pilot, Joshua Tubbs.
So, okay, so we have a pilot, our pilot profile, that is me, Joshua Tubbs.
Payload, land, payload, crew and cargo, weight, 19,924 lb, 9037 kg.
Now, here's our weight. We have crew and cargo, 19,000...
Crew and cargo, weight, 19,924.
19,924 pounds of payload, including the crew and the cargo.
Land, start time, Sunday, March 3rd.
Sunday, March 3rd.
Start time, Sunday, March 3rd, 2019, 10:17. Pushback, 10:27 p.m.
At 10:17. Now, realize that if I didn't realize this when first starting out, but realize that start time means the start time. So basically, put your departure time in Ideal Flight about 5 minutes before, you know, about 5 minutes before your actual, the start time. Put the start time about 5 minutes before your actual departure time, or maybe even 10 minutes. 5 minutes, because the simulator, the Ideal Flight generator will then calculate the pre-flight time and whatever, and actually set your sim time accordingly back from that time. So, yeah, basically 10:17 is actually our departure time, or 20:17. But we take off, well, if I were to go by this, we take off at 10:27 and arrive at, I'll just
flight
show
distance,
you.
Expected flight distance, 87 nm, heading 61 degrees.
61 degrees.
Flight distance, 87 nm, heading 61 degrees.
Miles.
Expected flight time, 0:33, ETA, 10:59 p.m.
33 minutes. with a arrival time, an estimated arrival time of 10:59 sim time.
Land. Fuel required. 1409 mile. Weight. 9440 LP. 4282 kg.
Its fuel required
land.
Is.
Fuel required. 1409 mile. Weight. Land. Fuel required. 1409 mile. Weight. 9440 LP. For land.
9440 pounds.
Fuel required. Maximum fuel load. 4234 cal. Weight. 28,300. Weight. Ghost.
28,000 maximum weight.
Land. If weather disabled.
I have weather disabled. We're using active sky.
Weather theme. Active sky weather theme.
And the IF weather is kind of cool. I might make a profile, and like I said, do a YouTube earlier in the previous take of this video. I might do a YouTube series on that and how that works, and try and land in challenging airports with a prop or something like that. That sounds fun.
Land. Route. KPHL with babies. RPV site. Land.
Route.
Land. Waypoint region name. Bed and key. Land. Airport. KPK. Intersect. Airport. Land. Aircraft situation. Gate A19.
We are parked at gate A19. Dead center. It will put us dead center at that gate.
Depart. RWY17. Line D.
Departure is runway 17. And
aircraft situation.
We get the runway information.
Depart. RWY17. 45,462 feet. Alt 36 feet. HDD 171.1 degrees. ILS 108.75 MHz.
Now, the main things that I'd like to know is, one, whether it has an ILS, which this does, and what the altitude is. It is 36 feet. Our arrival runway.
Arrive. RWY04. LDA 7,000 feet. Alt 22 feet. HDD 44.1 degrees. ILS 110.5 MHz.
Used for flight first trip. 22 feet.
Land. Graphic route. Graphic land. Separator space.
Now here's our departure.
No dead land. Separator space. No dead land. Land. Destination airport.
Destination
land. Graphic
airport.
Land. KL location.
You
runway 13. Runway 13. Altitude 22 FT. Heading 100. Runway 1. Elevate 1. Elevate 2. Ramps. Ramps. Medium. Large.
And then you get the ramps. Medium and large.
Small. Medium.
Small and medium for our destination. No heavies. Like filling.
Parking. Fuel. Vehicle.
Fuel and vehicle. So there's fuel and vehicle parking for props and turboprops.
Local magnetic variation. Land. Radio comms.
Now here's our radio comms.
Assist. KLGA 127.050 MHz. Assist. Approach. 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 LaGuardia Ka. Approach. New York Ka. 126. New York Ka. TCA. Comma.
TCA.
Approach. 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 Clearance. Clearance. LaGuardia. Departure. New York. 120.40 MHz. Departure. New York. Departure. New York. Ground. LaGuardia. Ground. Ground. Pre-taxi tower. LaGuardia. Pre-taxi clearance. LaGuardia. 135.20 MHz. Tower. Land. Runway lighting. 022 approach ILS 13 ILS lock.
Now we see all this. We can see
Lata,
our approach.
NDP 04 NDP GPS 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 RNA GPS 31 fix RNA GPS GPS 04 fix 90 GPS 20 GPS RNA VLR land arrive RWY 04 LDA land aircraft departures departing ETA minus.
Now here's a cool thing, the AI departures, and of course I did suggest to the developer that he add headings so I don't have to do what I just did and just arrow through that.
Aircraft departing ETA minus 11 minutes to KMSS R302 Orion VFR.
RS-302, Mall Orion VFR flight plan.
Departing ETA minus 11 minutes to KMSS. Line
to KMSS, wherever that is.
Departing ETA minus 4 minutes to CYPX. E313, Electra Model 10, IFR.
CYPX and Electra going to.
Departing ETA minus 4 minutes to CYPX. Line
CYPX in Canada. I think that's some Canadian airport.
Land. Separator space. No net land.
And that's our departures going out, from while we're on the ground. That's what it'll be. That is what we'll be heading out while we are on the ground, while we are expected to be on the ground, taxiing and all that stuff.
Separator space, no net land. Separator space, no net land. Land. Departure airport.
Departure airport, we've seen the destination airport. The departure airport has the same info.
Find dot info, reinforce quick.
Now, let's go to the quick information section. This is a quick and dirty rundown of what you need to
land.
Plan.
Pilot ID, 1.
Pilot ID is 1. It's a profile. I'll get to that in a bit.
Pilot name, Joshua Tubbs.
My name.
Aircraft, Embraer E-Jet 190.
The aircraft.
Call sign, Flight 1655.
1655, I put that in because that is what I'm going to be using for Fly Virtual today.
Flight date, 3/3/2019.
That is today's date.
Flight plan, KPHL to KLDA, IFR, imported. Land, cruise altitude, 13,000 FT.
Cruise altitude is 13,000 feet.
Cruise airspeed, 270 kts.
The cruise speed is 270.
Cruise airspeed, 270 kts.
Knots.
Land. Ascent airspeed, 225 kts.
Ascent airspeed is 225 knots. Remember, because we have 19,000 pounds of payload, plus an additional 8,000 or so pounds of fuel. So it's gonna bog us down considerably.
Ascent airspeed,
is
225
kcs.
Ascent rate, 1800 fpm.
Ascent rate, you might want to put this into FS Trap, 1800 feet a minute. Having some really good stable climbs because of these rates.
Ascent rate above 10,000 feet, 1,000 fpm.
Ascent rate above 10,000 feet, 1,000, that's good to know.
Ascent rate above 30,000 feet, 500 fpm.
30,500, that's good to know, but we won't be ascending that far.
Ascent distance, 30.0 nm.
Our ascent distance is 30 miles, so we will. That's, we got about 40 miles left after that until, you know, basically arrival. But.
Ascent time, H colon M colon S, 0800.
We have.
Ascent distance, 30.0 nm.
30 miles for the ascent.
Ascent time, H colon M colon S, 0800.
It, going at the speeds that we'll be going at.
Ascent time, H colon M colon S, 0800.
It's going to take us 8 minutes to ascend to 13,000 feet at the speeds that we should be going at as listed in this briefing.
Land. Descent airspeed, 270 kcs.
The descent airspeed is 270 because we were going at our cruise speed.
Descent rate, 1500 fpm.
1500 fpm, put that in a trap.
Time until descent, H colon M colon S, 01555.
Time until descent, 15 minutes.
Time until descent, H colon M colon S, 01555.
15 minutes and 55 seconds. So we will be in cruise for 15 minutes. The earlier video I tried doing, we have 28,000 feet or 27,000 feet. Try to go there, and it said we would be cruising for 8 minutes, but now it's 15 minutes.
Time until descent. H colon M colon S 01555.
So
descent distance 31.5 nm.
31 miles for the descent distance. Which is about the same for the ascent distance.
Approach speed, not true, 200 kts.
This is the true, you know, KTAS or ground speed almost of our approach speed, 200 knots. I'm not sure what that means as far as indicator goes, so I'm not sure what to put in a tramp there.
Landing speed, not true, 145 kts.
That's the one that goes in a tramp. I have it set to 140. I think that should be okay.
Land, start time, 1017.
1017.
Takeoff time, 1027 pm.
1027 takeoff time. Don't really know of a way to really check the sim time to check that, except FSX pilot.
Flight distance, 87 nm.
87 miles.
ETA, 10:59 pm.
10:59, we should arrive at 10:59 sim time.
Flight time, 0:33.
33 minutes total flight time.
Fuel time, 1:17.
The fuel time is 1 hour and 17 minutes for reserves. I forgot to put 45 minutes of reserve. Not, it's 30 minutes, but whatever, it's a sim.
Land. Fuel capacity, 28,368 lb.
Fuel capacity, 28,000 pounds.
Fuel, flight fuel, 85.8 lb, 39
lb. We have 85...
fuel, 85 lb, 85.8,
8,528 pounds of fuel total on board, including reserves and everything
flight
else.
Flight fuel, taxi fuel, 18.3 lb.
We have...
fuel, 18.3,
1,823 pounds of taxi fuel, which is worth... Which should let us taxi for 15 minutes until we're bleeding into that flight that's supposed to be for climb and on the route.
Reserve fuel 3647 lb.
Reserve fuel
3647 lb. 3647.
3,647 pounds. So that's 30 minutes of reserves for when if we have trouble landing.
Fuel weight, 9440 lb, 6 lb.
And our total fuel weight,
wait, fuel,
just in fuel,
wait, 94 lb, 9440, space
is
9,440
pounds.
Space.
Not counting. That's not counting the 19,000 pounds of payload.
Land. Empty weight, 61,509 lb, 27,900
kg. Empty weight is 6. Empty weight, that's empty weight left over from, you know, there's extra weight left.
Empty weight, 61,509 lb, 27,500
pounds.
Empty weight, payload, 19,924 lb, 937 kg. Payload, 19,924 lb,
924 pounds.
Weight, gross, 8 lb, W, land, ZFW, 81,400 land.
The ZFW, I'm not sure exactly what, like,
ZFW, 81,433 lb, 30
lb. That seems like the total capacity.
PLW, 85,992 ZFW, 81 PLW,
PLW,
LW.
Payload weight.
PLW, 85,992 lb, 39,005 kg.
85,992
space, 5, 9, 9, 2, space.
85,992 pounds. That would be, you know, including passengers and I guess everything else.
TOW, TOW, 89,990, TOW.
TOGW.
TOW, 89,960,
TOG.
OTW.
I'm not sure what that is. TOG.
TOW, 90,870, TOW.
TOW, that's, I've seen
reserve,
that one.
3647,
okay, so reserve.
3647, 3647.
It's 3,647 pounds. But this, you know, fuel reserve.
If weather disabled, weather land, route, KPHL, RB, land, airways, route, ABC 120,
and now we get our airways, we get our route, the airways,
Ramp,
just the airways.
Route, land, aircraft situation, gate A19.
Our aircraft situation is gate A19.
Depart, RWY17, light D.
We get that departure.
Arrive, RWY04, land.
Again.
Loaded plan file name. C, user plan.
The loaded plan name.
Auto-activate add-on airports, disabled.
Auto-activate add-on airports, disabled. I don't really have any,
land.
So.
Active airports, KPHL, KPLM, QRKIS, KLTA.
Active AI airports, the ideal traffic, ideal flight program has a traffic generation engine that will work alongside things like Traffic Global to inject traffic in the route that you will be flying. And it does a pretty good job, and these are the active airports that it will put along our route here.
Airports, KPHL.
Philadelphia, of course, you know, that's what we're leaving.
KPLM.
KPLM, not sure where that is. Cure is Newark, New Jersey.
KISP.
KISP is somewhere in New York.
KLDA.
And LaGuardia, of course, for our arrival.
Land. Radio comms.
And radio comms.
Comm 1 active. Ground.
It'll tell us, you know, what ground and
comms 2 active. Assist. KPHL.
What'll be active at the side of our flight.
Comm 1 standby. Ground. Comms. Land. Eyeshadow aircraft.
The AI shadow aircraft is a very interesting feature of Ideal Flight. It allows you to basically have an aircraft shadow you and kind of entertain you, do flybys and, you know, cool stuff like that. I have it on because, well, I mean, believe it or not, you can hear it during taxi. It'll be called during ATC, and it's just kind of cool to have somebody kind of following you along your route. Kind of like a race, you know, maybe, you know, see who gets there first, or, I think it's mainly like a visual thing, but I like, you know, again, you can hear it, without, if, like, if you don't have ADC, or, you know, you can definitely hear it, so, I have it on, and we're gonna see what happens today with it.
Bombardier CRJ-700.
It is piloting a, CRJ-7, you know, following this exact route.
Pilot, Gianna Johnson.
Gianna Johnson is our pilot. That is, of course, a randomly generated name.
AI shadow aircraft keeps to the left.
AI shadow aircraft will keep to the left of us. And we should hear it on the left if we switch our views and we go into the simulator eventually when it starts up. So I'll keep an eye on that.
Land, separator space.
And that's
the end of our briefing. Land. Flight plans are for use.
Of course, the simulator, when you load an ideal flight, it will show this briefing in the simulator window, which is accessible to read. I just prefer to keep an HTML copy open, and I kind of wish that we can kill the briefing in the simulator. I don't like it. It destroys the ability to do OCR for the menu, so I don't like it for that aspect. But if there was a way to, you know, either hide it or something, I would appreciate it. Now I'm going to show you the menu. There's no menu bar in this app.
Ops 23.0.1, Ideal Flight Professional, Ideal Flight Professional.
What there is a context menu that works kind of like FSX Pilot's menu.
Context.
I'm going to hit Escape to go to there, or you can hit Tab, but Escape actually is the actual key to get there.
Fly.
Fly will literally fly this flight plan that we've just gone over the briefing of. It will start at gate A19. It'll launch the simulator starting at gate A19 with ATIS on and engines the aircraft sitting in a semi-cold and dark state with the engines off, parking brakes on, avionics on and everything, just ready to go at gate A19, ready for taxi. That's the way I set it up because I don't want to deal with MCE at this moment. I just want to taxi, get up and go, and get some fly virtual flights in. I will get back into using MCE and doing pushback and all that.
Icon shelf submenu.
Icon shelf, we have a number of items in here.
New destination.
We have new destination, which will select a new destination, not LaGuardia. This is useful for if you just don't know which flight, you know, where you want to go next with this particular aircraft. You don't know the range of this particular aircraft, and you want to just go somewhere that can handle this aircraft and the cruising altitude. This will pick it for you from Philadelphia or wherever your departure airport is. And it's a kind of cool feature. And you can use it or you can load plans. It's all customizable.
Return flight.
Return flight. It's good for those of us using AirHauler because we can make a destination KBHO to KBHO. It's going to be a return flight, and that's what AirHauler wants you to do when you type rating tests, or you can just try landing practice your landings with TRAMP.
Depart ASAP.
Depart ASAP, I think it just changes the simulator time to more reflect a faster like takeoff, but I'm not going to do that because taxi takes a while in the first place.
Flight generator.
Flight generator. That flight generator is essentially the brainchild of this app. It is the generator, the dialogue in which plans are built. And I will go over that later as soon as we're done with this menu.
Browse airports.
Browse airports. I wouldn't recommend going to browse airports. Because of the inaccessibility of the world map, and there are other ways to go and get your departure and destination and add them to the plan.
Aircraft selection.
Aircraft selection, if you want to change your aircraft, if you're flying something different and you want to change your aircraft, and you can do it here.
Weather settings.
Weather settings. With the ideal flight weather on, you can go ahead and turn that on or off here. You can select the theme here, and you can do all that stuff. The IF-10 weather is pretty fun. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it for airlines. I'd recommend you flying in real weather with that, but it can be pretty fun, the kind of weather that it comes up with.
Other settings,
you may want to go in here to cancel pause at TOD. I went in here and did that. I don't know any other settings that are worth checking out in here. So I went in there and checked that. There may be a couple other useful settings in there.
Scores.
Every time you complete a flight, you are assessed, and you get a number of points that you can then compete against AI players with. You get number of points and you go up the rankings and compete with the AI players, players competing against you to, And I imagine they also appear as traffic generated in the sim by IF traffic generation. I imagine those flights appear as competing against you, which is kind of cool. I'll be interested to see what this score is if we actually land. I've been trying to do this all day today.
Flight records.
That's where you go to see all your previous flight records is indicated by this app.
Profile selection.
Profile selection, you can go pretty much every single setting you may possibly want is located in a profile. It is essentially you. You can create another profile for either another user, another flight simmer, and that, is on your computer a lot. Or you can create one for yourself that has different settings in it for maybe different virtual airlines or whatever. When it's at the profile, it holds a lot of settings. You can back it up and ping it from computer to computer. And as long as they have a registered copy, then you can use that profile on any computer, and accumulate more hours on the years of work that you put in already, to your profile and career.
FS main menu.
FS main menu. Some add-ons require the additional loading of fuel from the FM to the FMC, using the FMC to load fuel into the aircraft versus this automatic method. So the FS main menu button essentially will open up FS without doing anything. It will open up FS to the scenario startup screen. You can load your PMDG and whatnot, and then you can come back and there'll be a button that says, to start logging the flight.
About
standard about page,
start page.
Start page. Start page is where you go to manage ARAC data if you so choose, if you choose to install it. Manage the scenery indexes if anything gets messed up there.
New destination.
And we're back to new destination.
Icon shelf, sub-menu.
Icon shelf.
Full briefing.
Full briefing, where it'll open up your browser HTML into the full briefing.html file that I have open and we took a look at.
View profile.
View profile. This opens up in a browser and I can see literally every single setting that I've changed, every setting that is saved in these profiles. It's pretty insane how many settings are in this profile, like any profile.
Regenerate flight.
Regenerate flight. If I don't like the flight for whatever reason, I can regenerate it, but I'm not gonna do that.
Clear flight.
Clear flight. I can clear it if I don't want to fly it anymore.
Reverse route.
Reverse route. It reverses the route and I come back to Philly from LaGuardia.
Move to location M.
Move to location, or you can move to any location you want in the simulator, so that you can plan destinations from said location.
Swap save slots available list.
Swap save slots, that's, I don't have that available yet because I haven't saved with the Ideal Flight app because I believe that particular menu item is in the add-ons menu of simulator and it's hard to get to with that. Just the menus, it's hard to browse to there.
Tower view.
Tower view, you can load up the flight in a tower view.
Destination tower. Tower view.
Which is essentially outside the outside view. That's what the tower view essentially is. We could do that, but I prefer not to, so we won't.
Destination tower.
Destination tower.
Continue safe flight available.
You can continue a safe flight, which is unavailable.
High display. Off.
High display. Off. As a matter of fact, I might actually hide that. Maybe that might.
High display XP. High display off. High display explore location submenu.
I probably won't hide the.
High display XP. High display off.
Probably won't hide the roof.
High display explore location submenu. Internet location submenu.
Explore location submenu.
P3D pictures free.
P3D pictures.
P3D documents free.
P3D documents.
Explore location submenu.
It is shortcuts to folders that you may need, like your prepared. Flight folder, flight plan folder, etc.
Internet location submenu.
Internet locations.
HTTP. Slash VATSIM flight plan.
The VATSIM flight plan. You can have it automatically load the VATSIM flight the flight plan of the Ideal Flight to VATSIM with all pre-filled data.
HTTP. VATSIM flight plan. Internet location sub. HTTP. www.cadelligent.com.
We got.
HTTP/www.prepar3d.com/latest news/h.
proprietary latest news
www.intelligent.com
page,
www.intelligent.com page,
and IdealFlight.com.
Choose my web pages. See.
And you can choose some and like delete those examples.
That's a flight plan. HTTP. That's a flight plan.
That's in flight plan.
Internet location submenu. Fuel assessment. W.
Fuel assessment. I don't have any flights yet, so we're not going to view anything.
Fuel log.
Fuel log is how the flight was generated for debugging purposes. We're good with there.
Record flight log. Check T.
Record flight log. I might want to do that.
Show original background.
Show original background.
Old profile. Good flight.
Old profile.
Load file.
Cliff, load file.
Copy clipboard. Low copy clipboard.
We can copy and paste from the clipboard and make plans that way.
Paste clipboard. Help. Registration. R. Ideal flight version check. Minimize
and
Z. Close ideal flight. Flight.
Explanatory. I think that's part one of the tutorial. At least I'm gonna go into the flight itself. Explain more there. But as far as the flight generator and all that goes, I might do a separate video on it, but I want to get the flying, this short flight. So I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to hit
fly,
and it will just load simulator with, and we will be at gate A19,
okay, old
ready to go.
Top, okay. Screen review, okay, start, I still don't get into start, I simulator with the prepared, I cancel, old plateau, okay, old plateau.
I assume when I start flight simulator with the prepared
ideal flight professional. Document flight plans are for use with Lockheed Martin pre-car 3D only.
Once it starts, I'm going to go back into OBS and go to the scenes and
one moment. One ideal flight briefing. HCM Google Chrome row 1 column 1. Document flight plans are for use with Lockheed Martin pre-car 3D only.
Simulator. And the flight plan will be essentially the simulator will be paused when loaded.
Lockheed Martin register pre-car 3D register D4. Submenu dialog window. Lockheed Martin register pre-car 3D register D4.
And we went like that. We should hear the finished task sound from Ideal Flight saying that essentially that the flight is loaded. Any moment now. And with that it is loaded and we are good to go. We are good to start. Now, before we even
Lockheed Martin register pre-car 3D
before we even
document
venture.
Flight. Lockheed Martin register pre-car 3D register. New notification from Ops64.x. Ops Studio.
To,
Desktop. Recycle bin 111. Type 9. Spotify 15. Shadowrun. Full voice edition. Steam. Smart. Cops. Streamlabs. Simple 84. Survive the wild. Sim. Roof. Download. Sound. Capture. Night. Smart Cars. Live. Virtual. NUS. 100.
And to log into Flight
Smart Cars. Platform. Log into Smart Cars.
Start that up.
Ideal Flight Professional. Welcome message. Great to have you on board. View refresh. Flights. Press. Map.
Flights.
Chat. Premium. Settings. Departure Airport. Ops1655. Departure Airport. Selected.
And
refresh. Delete. Create. New.
Fly.
Pressed. Departure airport, L1650, MR190E1. Selected 109. Multi-line, land. Selected 0. Selection removed.
13,000.
Selected 109.
Not sure what the 109 is, but I will leave it alone.
13,000. Multi-line, land. MR190E1. Flying offline, collapse. Back. Start.
Now I'm not gonna start just yet. I'm going to unpause the simulator, and we will get underway.
Ideal flight professional 01 column 2. Lockheed Martin register pre-car 3D register D401. Lockheed Martin register pre-car 3D register D4.
First, let me
Desktop ideal. Show the user promote no app. Disco. Ops studio. MVDA. Ops studio. Object review. Ops studio.
Go to right, OBS here.
Show.
Show
and... Studio mode not checked. Stop report. Studio setting. Exit. Mixer window. Volume slider for mute. Property. Volume slider for mic. Property for mic slash volume. Mute mic slash show not checked. Sources window not checked. Scene window. Sources window. Game. Scene window. Ideal fly row. Sources window not checked. Scene window. Ideal project fly row 3. Stream like V3D01. Sources window not checked. Scene window. V3D. Project ideal fly row 4. Sources window checked.
Okay, we're done with ideal flight right now.
Scene window, like project, stream, P3D01. Source checked, not checked.
Coming on, we're back to P2D.
Desktop, ideal flight professional 1. Lockheed Martin register, prepare 3D register, Lockheed Martin register, prepare 3D register, V4.
Okay, we're going to,
make sure
active
desktop, ideal, show test user promote, no action, disco, ops, MVTW, active sky.
It is.
Lockheed Martin register, prepare 3D
so
register, V4.
Go ahead and unpause it, and we are going to hear ATIS.
Philadelphia Airport Information Uniform 0426 Zulu in 0427. Visibility 5 in light rain. Sky conditions 2500. Scattered ceiling 4400. Overcast. Temperature 1.2.0. Altimeter 2981. Visual. Runway 8. Visual. Runway 9. Right. Visual. Runway 9. Left. Yes. Landing and departing. Runway 8. Runway 9. Right. Runway 9. Left. CFR aircraft state direction of flight. All aircraft leave back.
Of course, I could just hit 1.
Device controller on initial contact. You have uniform.
2981, I know it's working now. And we're in light rain, so let's go ahead and request clearance.
Philadelphia clearance delivery, American 1655, IFR to LaGuardia, ready to copy. American 1655, cleared to LaGuardia Airport as well. Fly runway heading, climber maintain 13,000. Departure frequency is 118.35, squawk 0563.
So we're going straight to 13,000.
American 1655, cleared to LaGuardia Airport as well. Fly runway heading, climber maintain 13,000. Departure on 118.35, squawk 0563. American 1655, readback is correct. Contact ground on 12.65, when ready to taxi. Philadelphia clearance delivery, LaGuardia Charlie 109, IFR to LaGuardia, ready to copy.
There's my... There's my shadow
aircraft.
Smart cars 01, column 2. Smart cars, generate load. Start. Back. Start.
Start. Alright, let's do this.
Rest. Departure airport, L16.
Go to
Lucky Mark.
American sound pack.
Lucky Mark register prepart.
Let's go to Yeah, okay, so yeah, she is taxing. She's not... We are we're not even started up yet. She's already taxing. So let's go ahead and start up. And let's request taxi so that we can add a runway with the tram.
Philadelphia ground, American 1655 with Echo, ready to taxi, IFR.
American 1655, taxi to
Middle
Short of Runway
9
or left, taxi to Echo Alpha, 0 contact tower 1-2-3-point-6.
That is not my,
taxi, hold short runway, niner, left, using taxiway, Tango, Alpha, Kilo, Kilo, 6, American 1655.
Ideal flight idea. Bottom, Mac 1. Screen review, 1 Akron, RW, Avio, AC-200, free space, I know, then, 270th proc, KPHL 106, KPHL 36, KPHL, alt, left click. Dialogue remaining. Property page remaining. Property page remaining. Philadelphia Edwards expanded 1-1 level 0. Level 1 collapse 1-1. Expanded 0. Level 2 PHL 20 is 1-1. Level 1 expanded. Collapsed.
Go to runway.
Please note that base payload. Philadelphia Edwards 1 half remaining. Fine. 1 half remaining. Philadelphia Edwards. 1 half fine. Land pools. Ideal flight dodging land pool. Fine. 1 half remaining. Hit Philadelphia Edwards. Payload. AC-293 lamp, free space ID root course all, no dent. 273 degree, rock. KPH Shelter 160 feet. KPH Rock 200. Free Space ID with both FAC 209 Stadio. Philadelphia Hill. One half remaining. KPH Shelter remaining one half.
You're gonna have to hit one half.
One half. Left click. Philadelphia Hill. One half by slash O line. KPH at KPH Shelter with the 123 refined. KPH 1 half of Philadelphia Hill. Stadio. AC 293 Space ID with course of both end. 273 Prague. KPH Shelter 160 feet. Root D greater 100 test. 0 feet slash min. Davies D 100 0 KTS. Enzo V 100 110 points. Mag 1. 110 points. KPH Shelter Prague 207. Free Space ID with both end AC 290 Stadio. Philadelphia Hill. 1 half by slash O line. KPH at KPH Shelter with the 100 fine. Land pools. Ideal flight dot key land pool. Fine. KPH Shelter with the 100 1 half by slash O line. Cape Philadelphia Hill. Stadio. AC 290 Free Space ID with course of both end. 273 degree. Prague. KPH Shelter 360-20-20-1627 Prague. KPH Shelter 360-20-20 Prague. KPH Shelter 360-20-160 feet. Root D greater 100 test. 0 feet slash min. Davies D 100 0 KTS.
You know what? I'm not even gonna bother with it.
Davies D 100 test. 0 Davies D 123. I slash O line. Re. 1 half. I slash O. KPHL, alt. Expanded 1 to 1 level 1. Level 2 PHL 20 is 1 to 1. PHL 20 9L 1 to 1 level 2. PHL 20 9L. Right context. Sorted by ETP checklist. Associated with receptive association of available associated with flight planner.
There is my shadow aircraft taxiing over the runway. No, she's starting up. She's keeping to the left as it said in the briefing.
Smart cars. Lucky Martin registered. Submenu by Ideal Flight on TLNFS ramp. Mag 1. Left click. Ideal Flight on TLNFS.
Go ahead and
Lockheed Martin register pre-R3D register V4.
Have that added.
Desktop, Ideal Flight Professional 100, recycle bit FSX pilot
221.
Autopilot. FSX. AP not checked. Checked.
Autopilot on.
Lockheed Martin register pre-R3D register.
Make
Ideal
sure
Flight Professional FSX panel window. Autopilot main panel window. No previous. FSX panel Ideal settings window. Unknown. Unknown. Microsoft store window. Smart. Lockheed Martin register. Smart cars with. Virtual cockpit 200. Recognizing. Result document to FSX. IF 20 HSI. IN. Barrel. XPNDR RECV. MAN. ALT. VCT. LBL. APR. COMI. MCH. SPA. FSX FIS. MAN. CAN. 273 Info Google Extra Cell. Lockheed Martin Register Pre-R3D Register
V4. Okay. I can't remember if I shut them off.
Smart cars with. Virtual cockpit 200. Recognizing. Result document to FSX. IF 20 FSX FIS. Lockheed Martin Register Pre-R3D Register
V4. Control period.
We're gonna find out. Autopilot main panel dialog.
It doesn't have
FSX panel range mode. Less. Greater. Menu.
The briefing's in the way. It's kind of annoying.
Rest. Context. Remember air run straight. Run takeoff R. Taxi the runway. Submenu T. Taxi the runway. KPHL09LK. KPHL08K. KPHL09LK.
Turn left.
Switching to true headings, sir. NAB on.
Register. Pre-R3D register.
Okay, and I noticed that the damn thing didn't go off yet again. I have to like pause the sim and I'm.
Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
Yeah, I had to like. And unpause the damn set.
Hello everyone. Thank you for your attention.
Pause.
It's time to get you
pause
ready
the
for takeoff.
Pause.
We know you have lots of choices, so thanks for choosing American. We're happy to be your airline. Now if you'll just follow along with me, we'll be on our way.
I'm gonna go ahead and monitor the tower.
Welcome aboard. Before we depart, here are some important safety instructions. First things first, let's buckle those belts. Insert the metal end into the buckle and pull the strap to tighten. To open, simply lift on the top of the buckle. And remember, seatbelts should be fastened whenever you're seated, just in case of unexpected turbulence. To get us on our way, make sure your seat is up, all electronic devices are put away, and your tray table is stowed. If you have a carry-on, push it all the way under the seat in front of you. If it won't fit, place it in the overhead bin. If you have a handheld device, please switch it to airplane mode now. You'll find our full electronic device policy in the back of your American Way. U.S. law prohibits smoking, including electronic cigarettes, at any time. Tampering with, disabling, or destroying smoke detectors in the lavatories may result in a fine. U.S. law requires all to comply with lighted and posted signs and crew member instructions. Now let's review the safety card. Please pay close attention, and before you know it, we'll be off. All exits on this airplane are clearly marked. Take
select,
a moment
select,
to locate
select,
the
nearest one. Select the smoking map, SSD, MCC, pulse box, VCL, VHL, VCL, 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 VCL,
VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, VCL, Some slides may also be used as a raft, except those over the wings. You'll find the exact location on your safety card. This aircraft is designed with escape lighting on or near the floor. A sign will indicate you have reached your exit. In the event of an evacuation, escape path lighting will appear. Follow the lights until you've reached your exit. Leave all carry-ons behind, just head quickly and safely to the nearest exit. And don't forget, it may be behind you. Now, if the airplane loses pressure, oxygen masks will drop automatically. While remaining seated with your seatbelt fastened, hold down on the mask to extend the tubing. The yellow cup goes over your nose and mouth like so, then slip the band over your head to secure the mask to your face. The band adjusts automatically. Normal breathing will start the flow of oxygen. And remember to always put your own mask on first before helping others. Life vests are located either under or next to your seat. To remove the vest, pull the tab or compartment
speed set to 0 knots.
Break the seal. For help locating them, see your safety card.
Okay,
switching back to magnetic headings.
Package like this.
Heading set to a magnetic heading of 76 degrees.
Put the vest over your head. Wrap the strap
virtual
around
cockpit
200. Attach the buckle and pull tight.
Recognizing result document. Free cancel IFR.
Turn
Philadelphia assist on 113. Philadelphia tower on.
Lockheed
Martin register. Pre-car 3.
In the water, a light on your vest will
window.
Illuminate. And please, only inflate your vest outside
window.
The airplane.
Recognizing. Result document.
Now,
free request taking Philadelphia assist on 113. Free request takeoff. Lockheed Martin register. Pre-car 3. D-register.
Just remove the lower cushion and put your arms through the straps along the opposite side. The crew will now be coming around and you will realize the impact. After takeoff, we'll be back with more information. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to ask. As always, we're here to make your flight
right.
Great. Because great is what we're going for.
Autopilot maintenance.
Oh,
I'm
missing time.
Autopilot
maintenance.
Okay,
now.
Lucky
button. Let's see, 13,000 is a altitude. Turn on autopilot and flight plan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you see what our flap setting is set to with
Smart cars 01, column 2, smart cars. Track the progress of flight out, multi-line, plan. Event description, 11:42:48 p.m. Event, flap set to position 5 of 9.
5,
Lockheed Martin register, pre-car 3D, Lockheed Martin.
Now it's very interesting, the gear is interesting, like I think it was being controlled by Ideal Flight, but I'm gonna just all verify this.
113.8 Mach 2, 0254.8 DF. Flight plan at 1, flight open M, 087, HDG, 30 degrees max tank, 13,000.
Alright, 13,000, let's cruise out to cruise in there. So, we're good.
30 degrees max tank, 087. Fly over them. Autopilot map 2, HDG. 30 degrees max tank, 13,000. 30 degrees max tank.
30 degrees max tank, we don't want.
Object review, 30 degrees. 30 degrees. More. Less.
Less.
Less. Left click.
Okay, you got that.
Top. Top 110 point, screen review 110.50, Enzo V100, THL 217, 5 KTS, Davies V100, 2356, 75 KTS.
Yeah, it says we're going at 5 KTS. Can't get some power here, and let's take off.
THL 217, 10 KTS. THL 217, 20 KTS. Davies V100, THL 209R, 0 feet slash min. THL 209 0 feet slash min. THL 209 0 feet slash min.
See, the gear level is raised on that thing.
Don't think.
American plus 655. Contact Philadelphia departure on plus 18.35.
Lockheed Martin register. RPD register.
18.35. North American 1655. Philadelphia departure. American 1655 is at 1,100. Climbing 13,000.
Activate. Select the 061. Selection removed.
Okay,
now. 1 4, I need to get
American
1655.
Please check
your turn to heading 015. HDD check. Heading 045.
HDD check. Heading metal 045.
American 1655.
Contact Washington. Center on
124.775. HDD check. Heading metal 045. Going to 124.775. American 1655. Washington Center. American 1655. Is at 9,400. Climbing 13,000. American 1655.
Autopilot checked. Flight manual checked. ADF reboot. Absolute reboot. Absolute reboot. Dialogue select. Dialogue select. DHL 209911 level 2. Property page slash 09. ADHL must be 123. Alt, FT, total, leg and end, 8. ALDA, boot, D greater. Level 0 level 1 extended 1 to 1. Level 1
traffic 1 to 1. Traffic is 7 o'clock, 1 mile, then 10,000. MRE 8, MRE 8, 700, report to the site.
No, that's my shadow on the grass.
Payment available.
1655, traffic is 7 o'clock, 1 mile, then
10,000. MRE 8, MRE 8,
700, report to the site. American 1655, turn right heading 035.
Meet on me. Lucky Martin Red Event Description, 11:44:54 p.m. Event, Fear Level Red. Lucky Martin Register, R3D Register, 34.
American, 1655, please acknowledge.
Ideal White on DLNFS window.
Turn right, heading 035, American 1655.
Ideal White on DLNFS strand, left click.
American 1655, traffic
6
o'clock,
3
miles.
Ideal White on DLNFS strand,
MRE 8, MRE 8, 700, report to the site.
Lucky Martin Register, R3D Register, 34. Subheading
dialogue
window.
Limit 151,
door
2,800, below your assigned
altitude, turn left, heading 3. Multiple window type. Limit maintained, 1,000, altitude, turn chosen option for Washington Center on the left, Lucky Martin Register, R3D Register.
Turn right, heading 065, American 1655. American 1655, contact New York Center on 124.625.
Before we do that, I need to just pause to add the...
Ideal flight on DLNFS ramp. Top 113.80.
This is why I don't just hate
MSADC because
of this.
Top ideal flight on DLNFS
ramp. Can't even.
Object review, land. Screen review, ideal flight on DLNFS. Top ideal flight on land tools. KPHL with 1FI/09, FRSRW, AVO. FRSRW list. AVO. Dot. AVO. FRSRW list. T. R. S. R. T. S. R. W. RW list. Left click.
Runways. Okay, give me runways.
Level 0, level 1.
4.
Level 1 RWY0411.
Runway 4.
RWY04. Right click context. Use in flight plan new.
Use in flight plan. Now, they want me to 065, right?
Smart cars are event description. 1144. Lockheed Martin idealflight.tlnfs. Lockheed Martin registered pre-car 3D. Submenu dialog window. Idealflight.tl. Map 1. Left click. Idealflight.tl. KLTAR 0113, MAV 1. Total, 87, Proud V 113.MAV2. 0254, Flight Plan M, MAV 1. Flight Plan M, Flight Holding M, Autopilot MAV 2, HDT, 13000, HDT, 015. HDT, 015. 015, left click.
65 degrees, I'm gonna go 65 degrees. 0. 6, 5, boom.
Land. HDT checked. Heading red only, 065.
Going to 124.625, American 1655. New York Center, American 1655, with you, 130.
American 1655, New York Center, roger, Fox Center, 2981. American 1655, Texas, 2500.
Send and maintain 2500. American 1655.
Okay,
how are
we
going to
2500?
HDT
checked. Okay, finally, we it pauses at the correct freaking time. So, you know, I got the correct, put the correct altitude in, and it'll pause at the correct time. Next time, I think I'm probably going to use PS3 with this freaking thing. So that, I don't have to deal with this crazy ass turning.
Altitude red only, 13,000.
Okay, now 2,500. That's a pretty freaking insane altitude there.
Object review, 13,000. Activate.
2,500. Here we come.
All checked. Altitude red only, 0250.
0250, that 0 confuses the hell out of me. Alright, here we go.
Lockheed Martin registered pre-car 3D engine.
So we got the descent announcement.
American 1655, turn left heading 040.
Turn left heading 040, American 1655.
040.
RPD. Event description. Lockheed Martin register, pre-car 3D register V4. Submenu dialog window. Idealflight.tlnfs scram window. Idealflight.tlnfs. Left click. Idealflight.tlnfs scram. Idealflight.tlnfs scram. Heading red only 065. HDT check. Heading red only 065. No previous or new mode. Activate.
American 1655,
expect your
turn heading
045.
American 1655,
turn left heading 045.
HDT check. Heading red only 040.
Activate.
American 1655, please acknowledge.
Turn left heading 015, American 1655.
HDT check.
American 1655, contact New York approach, runway
Setting randomly 045. Activate. Select the 045. Selection removed. HDD check.
Yes.
Setting randomly 015. 015. Open this review mode. Activate.
It is a new circle.
Turn right, heading 040, American 1655. American 1655, traffic is blocked, 10 miles, 10,700, Bombardier, 10,700, report them in sight.
Heading right, 040.
Oh, yeah,
it's
my shadow aircraft, is that what he's out of?
Lucky Martin register 3, R3D register 3-4. Submenu title on window. Menu window. Default info window title. ATC window. Recognizing. Result document. 132.8 from 2,500. 5 cancel IFR. 4 under approach. 3 report traffic out of sight. Report traffic in sight. Lucky Martin register 3,
R3D. American 1655, traffic in sight. American 1655, traffic in sight. 3 miles, 9,800, Bombardier, 700, report them in sight. American 1655, contact New York approach on 135.35. Going to 135.35, American 1655. New York approach, American 1655, is about 7,500, 42,500. New York approach, American 1655, roger, altimeter 2983. American 1655, straight right heading plus 05.
Ideal flight on the LNFS ramp. Drops. Altitude red only 025. HDD check.
American 1655, did you hear my last transmission?
Turn
right, heading
105,
American 1655.
Heading red only 040.
American 1655, contact
your approach, I'm on 10.10. Activate. Select the 040. Cargo 1, column 2, event description, 11:12:02:20 a.m. event, flap center position 2:48 a.m. 12:01:57 a.m. event, speed directed at 5742 ft after 12:01:57 a.m. event, exceeded 250 ft below 10,000 ft and 12:02:20 a.m. event, flap center position 2:48 a.m. ft of 200, Lockheed Martin registered pre-car read, Lockheed Martin registered pre-car read. Submenu dialog window. Ideal flight on the LNFS ramp window. No previous review mode. Left click. Ideal flight on the LNFS ramp. Top 140. Screen review 140. 140. Fly bolt in M. Mach 1. ADF 0254.0 Mach 2. 113.80. TA6. 110.50 KLVAR 04 Mach 1. 110. Proud D 100 RWY 31. 230 KTIC KLV 1 RWY minus 1100 feet slash nib. Test. Apple D 122870 RWY 30. Apple D-120, 2760 VRWY-13. Apple D-120, 2540 VRWY-13. Apple D-120, 2670 VRWY-13. Apple D-120-2670 VRWY-13. Smart card event. Cell 0522 AM. Event. Standard approach conditions at 48 to 48. Cell 0520 AM. Event. Go round conditions at 47 to 40. Cell 0522 AM. Cell 0505 AM. Event. Standard approach conditions at 40. Cell 0505. Lockheed Martin registered pre-car. Lockheed Martin registered pre-car 3D. Submenu by long with. Ideal flight on TLNFS track window. 655.
Configure
relaxed transition. Fly straight in. Ideal white on TLNFS scan. 210 KTS. 150 feet slash nib. Test. Apple D-120-340-2220-VRWY-13. Apple D-120-340-2220-VRWY-13. 2220-VRWY-13. Apple D-120-2150-VRWY-13. Apple D-120-2150-VRWY-13. TICKLV 1 test. Minus 150 feet slash nib. RWY-20 Proud D-120-340 Proud D-120-150 KTS. Proud D-120-340 minus 600 feet slash test. TICKLV 1 2130 VRWY-13.
Okay, you can pull back
to the power now. TICKLV 2040 VRWY-13. TICKLV 1900 1920 VRWY-13. Smart cargo event description. 12:29 a.m. Event. Beer level lowered at 1877F. Lockheed Martin register. Lockheed Martin register. Submenu dialog window. Idealflight.tlnfs ramp window. Left click. Idealflight.tlnfs. 155 route D100 RW white with minus 600 feet left desk. TICKLD 12342 1773 RW. TICKLD 1770. TICKLD 1780 RW.
Oh, come on, it's going up now, seriously.
TICKLD 1750 RW Y30. TICKLD 1730 RW Y30. TICKL 1660 RW Y13. TICKLD 1670 RW Y13. TICKLD 1170 RW Y13. Desk. -1200 feet. Desk. TICKLD 1070 RW Y13.
Oh no, come on.
970 RW Y13.
Turn that autopilot off.
Don't think. 950 RW Y13
TC Bona.
Smart cargo event. 12:59 a.m. Event arrived. Flight duration 0:24:58. 12:59 a.m. Event. The flight may now be end at 12:36 a.m. Event. Taxi into gate 56:50. 12:36 a.m. Event. Land at 306 ft. Fuel. 57:33 lb. Weight. 84,060 lb. 55:58. 12:25 a.m. Event. Aircraft bounce. Touchdown at 0 p.m. 12:19 a.m. Event. Aircraft bounce. Touch. 12:12 a.m. Event. Touchdown at 0 p.m. 12:08:29 a.m. Event. Gear level lower at 1870. 12:08:09 a.m. Event. Final approach. 155 kts. 12:07:39 a.m. Event. Flaps set to position 6:24:7 ft. 193. 12:05:22 a.m. Event. Standard approach conditions at 48:58. 12:04:58 a.m. Event. Gear level raised at 24:93 ft. 12:04:58 a.m. Event. Standard approach conditions at 12:04:57 a.m. Event. Go around conditions at 12:03:24 a.m. Event. Flaps set to position 3:36:29 ft. 12:04:13 a.m. Event. Flaps set to position 4:12:14 a.m. Event. Gear level lower at 27:29 ft. 12:04:57 a.m. Event. Go around conditions at 12:04:58 a.m. Event. Standard approach conditions at 12:04:58 a.m. Event. Gear level raised at 24:93 ft. 203 kts. 44:58.
Yeah, see, it automatically raised the gear.
12:05:04 a.m. Event. Go around conditions at 12:05:05 a.m. Event. Standard approach conditions 12:05:20 a.m. Event. Go around conditions at 12:05:22 a.m. Event. Standard approach conditions 12:07:39 a.m. Event. Flaps set to position 12:08:09 a.m. Event. Final approach 155 kts. 12:08:29 a.m. Event. Gear level lower at 1877 ft. 156 kts. 12:12:12 a.m. Event. Touchdown at 0 p.m. Gear lever down. Pitch 0. Roll. Level 130 kts. 52:58.
Oh wow. My pitch was literally 0. Yeah, I think I don't. Wow. That's kind of better than before, but yeah, that's not what I intended. Oh boy.
12:12:19 a.m. Event. Aircraft bounce. Touchback down at 0 p.m. 12:12:12:36 a.m. Event. Land at 308 ft. Fuel. 57:33 lb. Weight. 84,060 lb. 55:58. 12:12:36 a.m. Event. Land at 308 ft. Fuel. 12:12:36 a.m. Event. Land at 308 ft. Fuel. 57:33 lb. Weight. 84,060 lb.
So out of 8,000 so pounds of fuel, we burn about 3,000 of them. So yeah, that's good, I guess.
12:12:36 a.m. Event. Taxi into gate 56:58. 12:59 a.m. 12:12:36 a.m. Event. The flight may now be at 12:12:36 a.m. Event. Taxi into gate 56:58. 12:12:36 a.m. 12:12:36 a.m. Event. Taxi into 12:12:59 a.m.
And then 12:12:36 a.m. 12:12:36 a.m.
12:12:59 a.m. Okay, okay. 12:12:59 a.m. Event. The flight may now be at 57. 12:59 a.m. Event. Arrive. Flight duration 0:24:58.
0:24, so I totally ended like way I landed way early. But let's see, I'm going to finish this.
Pause at top of the send object. Cancel. Copy log. Finish.
Finish it.
Rest file zero. Copy log. File zero. Copy cancel. Pause at top of the send object. Event description. 12:12:59. Multi line blank. Track the progress of flight 60 settings. Premium settings. Track the progress. Multi line blank. Event is pause at top cancel. Copy log. File zero. File send flights. Map. Flight pilot, file copy, cancel, pause, stop, event is multi-line, land, track the progress, multi-line, land.
I'm going to leave a quick comment here, saying, that, well, you know what, actually, it should be accepted, because it's like, it's, I think what I did is I idled too early, and that's basically what happened. Pictures at zero, and yeah, that's essentially what happened. Wonder where my shadow address is. Probably still approach.
Event description: 12:12, multi-line, land.
Let's see,
I'm going to
turn on
that. Lockheed Martin register, pre-R3D register, V401, column 2. Multi-line, well,
yeah, I didn't get... Oh, well, no, I just finished it, so the landing thing did not play. Interesting.
Smart cargo, one column, multi-line, well, at least, space, E, space, land.
Landing rate is...
Well, land selection removed. TTIP. Event description. Pause at top of the send check. Event description. Bell, bell, deliver.
Let's look at this entire
11:31:40 p.m. Event. Fly number 190. 11:32:40 p.m. Event. Engine 1 is on 358. 11:33. 11:37:13 p.m. Event. Pushing back with 93.53 lb. Fuel 558. 11:37:13 p.m. Event. 11:37:14 p.m. Event. Taxiing runway 6 of 11:37:13. 11:37:14 p.m. 11:37:50 p.m. Event. Sim pause 7:58. 11:37:14 p.m. 11:37:50 p.m. 11:37:51 p.m. Event. Sim pause 8:58. 11:42:48 p.m. Event. Flaps set to position 5:9:58. 11:37:50. 11:42:48 p.m. Event. Flaps set to 11:44:40 p.m. Event. Taking off 10:50. 11:44:51 p.m. Event. Climbing pitch 7. Roll level 120 kts 11:58.
Yeah. See the. When you add a runway, if it's and you have the right flaps, it takes
11:44:51 p.m. Event. Climbing pitch 7. Roll level 120 kts 11:44:54 p.m. Event. Gear level raised to 56 ft 141 kts 12 ft 11:45:08 p.m. Event. Flaps set to position 0 at 423 ft 11:45:18 p.m. Event. Exceeded 250 kts below 11:45:29 p.m. Event. Speed corrected to 906 ft 11:45:48 p.m. Event. Exceeded 250 kts below 10,000 ft mSL 11:45:48 p.m. Event. Speed corrected to 1484 ft after a max speed of 256 kts 11:45:49 p.m. Event. Exceeded 250 kts.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with FST and the whole speed thing.
11:45:49 p.m. Event. Speed corrected at 11:45:50 p.m. Event. Exceeded 11:52:47 p.m. Event. Cruising at 13,000 feet. 11:45:50 p.m. Event. Speed corrected at 11:52:47 p.m. Event. Cruising at 13,000 feet. Pitch 2:363 kts 22:50 at 11:52:48 p.m. Event. Sim pause 23:50 at 11:54:47 p.m. Event. Sim pause 24:50 at 11:55:02 p.m. Event. Descending 25:50 at 11:55:18 p.m. Event. Sim pause 26:50 at 11:56:38 p.m. Event. Sim pause 27:50 at 11:58:53 p.m. Event. Exceeded 250 kts 11:58:57 p.m. Event. Speed corrected at 97.94 ft after max speed 11:59:05 p.m. Event. Exceeded 250 kts below 10,000 feet mSL 30:58. 11:59 p.m. Event. Speed corrected at 94. 12:35 a.m. Event. Approaching 32:58. 12:51 a.m. Event. Flaps set to position 170. 12:35 a.m. Event. Approaching 32:58. 12:51 a.m. Event. Flaps set to 12:01:57 a.m. Event. Exceeded 200. 12:01:57 a.m. Event. Speed corrected at 57:52 ft after max speed of 256 kts 35. 12:01:57 a.m. Event. Exceeded 200. 12:02:20 a.m. Event. Flaps set to position 248 ft 12:03:24 a.m. Event. Flaps set to position 3 ft 12:04:13 a.m. Event. Flaps set to position 427:39 ft 223 kts 12:04:14 a.m. Event. Gear level lowered at 27:29 ft 200. 12:04:57 a.m. Event. Go around conditions at 42:05. 12:04:58 a.m. Event. Standard approach conditions at 43:58. 12:04:57 a.m. 12:04:58 a.m. Event. Standard approach conditions at 43:58. 12:04:58 a.m. Event. Gear level raised at 24:93 ft 200. 12:05:04 a.m. Event. Go around conditions at 12:05:05 a.m. Event. Standard approach conditions at 46:05. 12:05:20 a.m. Event. Go around conditions at 12:05:22 a.m. Event. Standard approach at 12:07:39 a.m. Event. Flaps set to position 6. 12:08:09 a.m. Event. Final approach 155 kts 50. 12:08:29 a.m. Event. Gear level lowered at 18:77 ft 12:12:12 a.m. Event. Touchdown at 0 p.m. Gear level down. Pitch 12:12:19 a.m. Event. Aircraft mounts. Touchback 12:12:25 a.m. Event. Aircraft mounts. Touchback down at 0 p.m. 54:58. 12:12:19 a.m. Event. Aircraft mounts. Touchback down at 0 p.m. 12:12:36 a.m. Event. Landed at 3:06 ft. Fuel 57:33 lb. Weight 84,060 lb. 55:58. 12:12:36 a.m. Event. Landed at 3:06 ft. Fuel 57:33 lb. Weight 84,060 lb. 55. 12:12:36 a.m. Event. Taxiing the gate 56:58. 12:12:59 a.m. Event. The flight may now be at 57:05. 12:12:59 a.m. Event. Arrived. Flight duration 0:24:58. Multi-line. It's a bit better than last. It's just right. It's a bit just wow.
I have no
land selection removed.
Words for that. For how that turned out. Oh man. I wonder if I should even submit this. I'll see what happens.
Event is positive, top of cancel. Copy log. Pilot Europe. Press unavailable, pilot center. Notification, okay. Allow you to fly another flight of Europe with your pilot. The Europe is in pilot. The form will now reset to. Press notification, pilot center.
Alright. Well, that was that, guys. Let's see how the...
Smart cars.
How the ideal flight assessment turns out.
Ideal flight professional. Lockheed Martin registered pre-part 3D registered T401 column 2. Ideal flight type. Lockheed Martin registered pre-part 3D registered T401 column 2. Desktop. Lockheed Martin registered pre-part 3D registered T401 column 1. Lockheed Martin registered pre-part 3D registered T401 column 2.
Well, I mean, we left and it was raining, and now it's not raining, so weather is working at least. Oh, I love that sound.
of some wind sound there. Alright, let's exit simulator and see how we did.
Ideal flight perfect. Lockheed Martin registered. Prepare 3D register 3401 column 2.
And the damn simulator. Come on. We can... Yeah, I don't know, the autopilot kind of shut down, it kind of bounced, touchdown, I don't know, like, I was kind of apprehensive about
seeing ideal flight professional.
Them, but...
One ideal flight professional.
So
Landed airport, KL flight time, 0:24:16 touchdown speed, 92.43 knots. Landed airport, KLDA, LaGuardia, New York, Unite, touchdown weight, 84,060 LB, 38,129 kg. Flight time, touchdown airline, American Touch Air Pride, flight to airplane, MRE Jet Ember 1 distance, 87 nm final landing deviation, 52%. Ideal flight professional.
See,
flight plan,
to
pilot, Joshua Tuff maximum airspeed recorded, 325.34 kts. Flight assessment, 024/03/2019, 59%, conduit. Land, menu about health. Land, flight as pilot, Joshua Tuff maximum airspeed flight plan, Philadelphia into LaGuardia distance, 87 nm final landing deviation, 52%. Airplane, MRE Jet Ember 190, US Airways, Air Pride, flight 1655 touchdown time, 12:05:52 am.
12:05 AM.
Airline, American touchdown vertical speed, -1318.66 FPM. Touchdown maximum G-force, 0.00 G. Airline, American touchdown vertical speed, -1318.66 FPM.
It was -1000, like, vertical speed?
Touchdown maximum G-force, 0.00 G. Flight time, 0:24:16 touchdown speed, 92.43 knots. Landed airport, KLDA, LaGuardia, New York, Unite, touchdown weight, 84,060 LB, 38,129 kg. Landed, runway 22, low center 26, 11 touchdown pitch down, 0.12 degrees. Landed, runway 22, low center 26, 11 touchdown pitch down, 0.12 degrees. Landed, runway 22, low center 26, 11 touchdown pitch down, 0.12 degrees.
Runway 22, and then on runway 4.
Landed, runway 2536, touchdown 0, touchdown Angela, 0.09 degrees. Landed, runway 2536, touchdown 0, touchdown Angela, aircraft Sichuan, private parking, touchdown Yala, 0.47 degrees. Sichua, on. Private parking. Smitty!
Private parking, well, at least I parked somewhere.
Parking surface, urban touchdown bounces, 2, penalty, minor. Touchdown stopping distance, 1697 feet. Dangerous flight, good landing. D-A-N-G-E-R-O-U-S space F-L-I-G-H-T comp space T-O.
Dangerous flight, good landing.
Perfect aircraft management, gear touchdown sequence. Perfect aircraft management, gear touchdown sequence. Aircraft, perfect. Aircraft, management, gear. 3-point landing. A-T. Land start times, Sunday, March 3rd, 2019, 10:17. Boo. Surfaces encountered, concrete, urban, asphalt. Land surfaces encountered, concrete, urban, asphalt. Pushback time, 11:34:10 p.m. Takeo, time, 11:41:35 p.m. flight time, 0:24:16. Land, more. Bottom, more. Object review, ideal flight professional.
See,
bottom, ideal flight professional. Screen review, landed, aircraft, parking, touchdown, stopping, bottom, more. Left click, land, take your time, 11:40, land, more.
See, more, let me
context,
accept
homepage, now. record flight, full briefing, full preview profile, data recording, swap, save, flight, explore, look, internet, look, view assessment, view flight log, record flight log, check, view flight, view assessment, W, view flight record, show original, backload file, face clipboard, help, register, ideal flight, minimize Z, close, ideal flight, homepage, record flight.
Record flight.
Ideal flight professional. Okay, plus O. Land, flight cadet, congratulations. First flight, land, ideal flight, first flight completed. Land, flight cadet, congratulations. First flight completed. Land, okay. Red, ideal flight professional.
Let me actually view that assessment in a notepad.
Context, fly, unavailable, close, ideal, minimize Z, ideal flight for registry, ideal, minimize, close, fly, icon, full, view, reject, clear, reverse, move, to look, swap, save, power, view, of destination, continue, save, high display, to explore, internet locations, view, assessment, W, flight log, view, assessment, W. Ideal flight professional, one assessment, log, flight assess, land, pilot, Joshua Tubb, land, flight plan, Philadelphia, distance, airplane, MRE, jet, distance, 87 nm, airplane, aircraft identifier, flight 16, airline, American, land, flight time, 0:24:16. Time, 0:20:00, call 2, 4, call 1, landed airport, KLGA, LaGuardia, New York, United States, landed, runway 22, left of center 26, 11 ft. Of center 26 left center of left 22 runway 22 2 2 2.
Yeah, no, it was not runway 22. It was, well, unless I added it and it didn't accept because I was paused the sim. I don't know. Well, I mean, it was a runway.
Landed off runway 25:36 ft. Touchdown 0 ft. 25 ft. 25 runway off. Landed off runway 25:36 ft. Touchdown ft. 25:32 5:36 ft. Touchdown 0 ft. Landed off runway 25:36 ft. Touchdown 0 ft. Aircraft situation. Private parking. Parking service. Parking air parking. Carriage return. Parking. Private. Speed. Land aircraft situation. Private parking.
Private parking.
Parking
left.
Surface. Urban.
Urban.
Land. Dangerous flight. Good landing. Flight. Dangerous. Flight. Good. Speed. Dangerous flight. Good land. Perfect aircraft management. Perfect. Aircraft management.
Perfect aircraft management.
Perfect aircraft management. Land. Land start times. Sunday. Land. Perfect aircraft management. Dangerous flight. Good landing. Dangerous. Flight. F.
Dangerous flight. Good landing. I wonder if that was due to the whole flat management.
Dangerous flight. Good landing. Dangerous flight. Good land. Perfect aircraft management. perfect aircraft, met. Land, land start times, Sunday, March 3rd, 2019, 10:17, pushback time, land, pushback time, 11:34, 10 p.m., takeoff time, 11:41, 35 p.m., takeoff speed, 134.32 knots, takeoff distance, 3463 feet, takeoff speed, 134.32 knots, takeoff time, 11:41, 35 p.m., takeoff distance, 3463 feet, takeoff weight, 87,435 lb, 39,606 takeoff ounces, 0, takeoff pitch up, 7.44 degrees, 0 takeoff bank.
No takeoff bounces, that's good.
Zero takeoff yaw. Land. Zero takeoff bank. Zero takeoff yaw. Zero takeoff bank. Zero takeoff yaw. Land. Maximum flight G-force. 0.0 G. Maximum pitch angle. 15.93 degrees.
15 degrees.
Maximum bank angle. 37.2. Maximum yaw angle. 11.47. Maximum pitch rate. 16.32 X/S. Penalty. XS. Maximum pitch rate. 16.32 X. Maximum bank rate. 12.73 X/S. Penalty. Minor. Maximum yaw rate. 12.18 X/S. Maximum yaw. Maximum altitude reached. 12,872 FT. Maximum airspeed recorded. 325.34 KTAS. Land. Final slope deviation. 63%. Final landing deviation, 52%. Land. Touchdown time, 12:05:52 a.m. Touchdown vertical speed, minus 1,318.66 FPM. Touchdown maximum G-force, 0.00. Touchdown vertical speed, minus 1,000. Touchdown speed, 92.43 knot. Touchdown weight, 84,006. Touchdown pitch down, 0.12 degrees. Touchdown bank left, 0.09. Touchdown yaw left, 0.4. Touchdown bounces, 2. Penalty, minor. Touchdown stopping distance, 1697 feet. Land. Gear touchdown sequence, 3-point landing. Carriage T-H-R-E-E space T-O-I-N-T space L.
3-point landing?
3-point land. Surfaces encountered, concrete, urban, asphalt. Land. Flight time, 0:24:16. Expected flight time, 0:33. Flight time, expect normal sim rate duration, 0:24:16. Land, takeoff weight, 87,400, landing weight, 84,006, land, fuel capacity, 4,234.00 cal, 28,367.86 lb, 12,000 initial fuel level, 33.28%, 1,409.00 cal, 9,440.32 lb, 4,208 initial fuel level, 33.28%, 1,409.00 cal, 9,440.32 lb, fourth fuel used, 13.06%, 552.89 cal, 3,704.36 lb, 1,680.27 kg.
13% of fuel used.
13.06%, 500 fuel used. 13.06%, 552.89 cal, 3,704.36 lb, 1,680.27 kg.
Some pounds. Okay, so I was kind of right with the math.
Fuel remaining 20.22%, 856.11 cal, 5,735.96 lb, 2,601.79 kg.
This is the reserves.
Average fuel consumption / hour. 32.28%, 1,366.70 cal, 9,156.92 lb, 4,153.51 kg. At 32.28 range, 836 nm, 3 hours 5 m. Land. Scenario load time equals 118.424 seconds, 0 o'clock 47:46. Land.
Don't know how many points I got though. I guess three? Only three? Well, that was my first flight at least. True flight with a. It turned out the autopilot way too early. No, I can't turn it off manually, but. No, I haven't. I mean, I'm probably not using MSATC unless I have to. It's nice, but I guess it gives you practice with VADSIM trying to go and put in headings and whatnot. You gotta go and put them in quickly, and there's lag associated with timing, shift timing, and all that. When it loses focus and you gotta go back to the window, the FS track window. So that was an ideal flight, and I'll probably have to, maybe record that on Project Fly, or, do it again on Project Fly, have practice a landing or something. So, that is that, and, I will finally upload this video and show what, this planner is like, and I'll actually, while we're here,
one assessment.
Let's go ahead and
ideal flight professional.
Make a new flight, see where the new flight will take us.
Context, flight, unavailable, icon shelf submenu, new destination.
See a new destination, and then I will look for this flight on
ideal flight professional.
I will look for that new flight on Fly Virtual. And see where that will take us. If there's no flight, then I'll just record on Project Fly. Should be done any minute now. It does take a while, it calculates fuel and all that stuff.
Flight 10, ideal flight professional, not responding.
9
it'll do that occasionally. There we go. It is done. Let's see where we are going.
Context.
Next.
Fly. Icon full breathing. Icon fly. Icon full view profile. Full breathing. Desktop window. One ideal flight breathing. HTML Google Chrome row 1 column 1 table with 2. Ideal flight breathing. Belts. No net flight plan. KLDA to KCRW.
KCRW.
Land. Departure. LaGuardia, New York, United States.
LaGuardia.
Destination. Easter, Charleston, United States.
Charleston, North Carolina. Okay then. That's
Easter. What?
That's
destination, land, aircraft, Embraer E-December 190, U.S. Airways, cruise altitude, land, cruise altitude, 28,000 ft, cruise airspeed, 270 kts.
28,000 feet, okay.
Aircraft, Embraer E-December 100, cruise altitude, land, pilot, Joshua Tubbs, payload, crew and cargo, weight, 18,100, land, start time, Tuesday, March 5th, flight distance, start time, Tuesday, March 5th, 2019, 12:17, pushback, 12:27 a.m., land.
March 5th, okay, that's...
Start time, Tuesday, March 5th, start time, Tuesday, March 5th.
March 5th.
Flight distance, 420 nm, heading 262 degrees.
428 miles, okay, so that is definitely...
Start time, Tuesday, March 5th, 2019, 12:17, pushback, 12:27 a.m.
12:27 a.m., okay, so we are... Alrighty. That's an interesting time there. I mean, I can change it, but it's system time. But, you know what, that's...
When?
For flight virtual, I don't think they care about times too much.
Start time, flight distance, 420 nm.
28, that's definitely okay for 28,000.
Expected flight time, 154, ETA, 221 AM.
154.
Land, fuel required, 2879 gal, weight, 19,289 lb, 8749 kg. Land, fuel, maximum fuel load, 4234 gal, weight, 28,003 fuel required, 2879 gal, weight, 19,000.
19,000 for fuel.
Maximum weight, gross, 98,000, land, if weather disabled. Weather team, land, route, KLDAR, land, waypoint region name, heading T, land, airport, K, intersection, K, 6, intersection, K, other top, intersection, K, 6, other top, 200, intersection, airport, land, aircraft situation, KLDA, private parking. Situation, KL, private, space, comma, private, parking,
Oh, look at that, private parking, that is very interesting that I land, that I stopped at private parking. That is, I like the fact that I actually know where the hell I'm actually stopped at.
Aircraft situation, KLDA, private parking. Situation, KL, private, parking, parking. Speed, depart, arrive, depart, RWY04, course.
Runway 4, we're going to go to runway 4. We're going to taxi from private parking to runway 4.
Arrive, RWY05.
You know, the one that, you know, I was supposed to land on that apparently I didn't.
Depart, arrive, land, graphic route, graphic approach, graphic depart, land, separator space, no net land.
So that is where we are headed next. While I'm here.
Ideal flight profession, type 17, 1 ideal flight briefing, ideal flight professional, row 1, column 2, ideal flight profession, desktop, FSX pilot 2, type, spot, chat, team, smart cars, smugglers 5 invasion, smart cars virtual exit, NUS, 50, Sodbeans, stream laptops, Sims 84, survive the wild night, sim roof downloader, sound capture 90s, smart cars live virtual, NUS, smart cars platform, log into
smart cars.
Ideal flight profession, welcome message, great to have you on board.
And see.
View here, refresh, flights, map, flights, press unavailable, map, chat, premium, settings, departure airport, refresh, create, new, press, departure airport, distance, land.
Let's see, KLGA.
Ideal flight professional, row 1, column 2. 1 ideal flight briefing, not HTM, 1 ideal, row 1, column 1, 12, row 2, land, departure, destination, Easter, Charleston, United States. Land, destination, departure, land, flight plan, KLGA to KCRW, IFR. Smart car, row 1, column 2, distance, KL, land. KCRW, distance, KLGA, KCRW, aircraft. Arrival time. Any elapsed, any elapsed, back, search. Rest unavailable, pilot center. Search, back, any elapsed, arrival time. Aircraft.
What, are you serious? There is no...
KCRW. Distance, KLDA. KCRW. KCRW. Land.
There is no flights at all going to this destination?
Aircraft. KCR. Distance, KLDA. KCRW. One ideal flight briefing, not HTM, docking. Row 1 column, row 2 flight. Plan, KL2, KCRW. KCRW. Smart car, aircraft. KCRW. Distance, KLDA. KCRW. Land. Aircraft. KCRW.
Let's see what we can see about flights
land.
Departing.
Distance KLDA.
KLDA.
Land. Aircraft. Arrival time. Any laps. Any lap. Back. Search. Press unavailable. Pilot center. Search. Back. Any lap. Any lap. Arrival time. Aircraft. R1011A. From KLDA to KMIA. Duration 305. Aircraft. Boeing 737-800.
We can do that.
R1056. From KLDA to KDFW. Duration 342. Aircraft. Airbus A321.
I think I'm going to do the Miami one.
R1011A from KLDA to KMIA, duration 305, aircraft, Boeing 737-800, B-738, 1408. WJA-7149 from KLDA to CYYZ, duration 140, aircraft, Boeing 737-600, B-736, R1011A from KLDA to KMIA, duration 305, aircraft, Boeing 737-800.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the no flights going. I should have expected it's a regional aircraft. Oh, excuse me. Okay, guys. I'm gonna bid this
Arrival.
flight.
Any back. Search.
That's probably
Press.
The
Unavailable.
Next
center.
Going to and you know leave our E190 parked at private parking, and yeah. So with that, guys.
Search pilot center. Search back. Any left. Back. Search back. Search pilot center. Map. Pilot center. Search back. Press KLDA. Pilot center. New. Create. Refresh. Depart. Settings. Premium. Chat. Map. Pilot center. New. Create. Refresh. Departure airport.
I didn't
refresh.
Get
create.
What?
New. Pilot center. New. Press. Departure airport. Distance KLDA. Land. Aircraft arrival time. Any left. Any left. Back. Search. Press pilot center. Search back. Any left. Any left. Arrival time. Aircraft. All 1011. All 10. All 1. Arrival. Any left, any left, back, search, bid. Press
yeah,
unavailable, pilot center.
Bid on that flight. Alright, guys, well, that was a tutorial, well, a mini tutorial, and my first flight with, well, second flight of Fly Virtual, and first of Ideal Flight, and hope everybody enjoyed that, and I will see you next time.
One ideal flight perfect type 17 row one smart car row one column one pilot center show desktop user promote Discord ops MBDA ops Leo object review ops Leo ops Leo right ops 64C slash show ops 23. Not checked checked not checked checked not checked mid volumes property mute test volume property control settings Leo mode not checked stop recording checked
stop recording see you guys all next time.